You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Fifi Peters is leading the conversation all across South Africa right now. Stay tuned to SAFM.
Good evening. It is time for the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb, and I am your host, Fifi Peters. It's been a bruising day for the market today, with the JSE hit by the wave of panic selling across Asian tech stocks, technology stocks, following the regulatory crackdown out of China. But we'll find out what this means for your money and investments. But it is a good time to be invested in the mining sector right now. Yesterday, Anglo Platinum delivered a record dividend. Today, its sister company, Kumba Iron Ore, has also announced its investors can look forward to a handsome dividend payout. We'll speak with the CEO of Kumba Iron Ore, Mr. Themba Mkhwanazi, in just a short while. And we are following the developing story around Transnet and the cyber attack that hit its operations about 6-7 days ago. We'll find out exactly what the subsequent force majeure could mean for the Road Freight Association and how serious the situation can be if it is not quickly brought under control. But let us know what you think. Tweet us. The hashtag is SAFM Market Update. You can reach out to us using the handle at MoneyWeb News. Reach out to me at Fifi Peters.
SAFM Market Update with Fifi Peters.
So let's check in on the latest in the markets, and joining us for this conversation, Nissen Naya, Portfolio Manager at Sustain Securities. Nissen, good evening. Not the best finishes for the JSC in the recent while. Help us understand what you think is driving the situation lower and how worried you are about that driver.
Fifi, sorry, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Welcome.
Good evening. Yeah, I think the recent sort of the last few days, maybe even the last few weeks, lots of conversation has been centered around the Chinese regulatory authorities, the tech crackdown that you've been talking about. Remember, initially it was about Didi and information sharing.
Yeah.
That took a big toll on the Tencent share price. And in the last 2 days, it's really been about Meituan. This is a Chinese food delivery business, very big business, as well as companies involved in the education sector, the online education sector, around profitability, around how they treat their staff, around the corporate citizenship issues. Tech companies, we know, have become bigger and bigger and bigger, and a real dominant force all over the world, in China in particular, because of the size of the population. I think this is just the Chinese government trying to remind the big tech companies in China just who's in charge. And I think in the last few days, you've seen the Nasdaq share price come down quite aggressively, around the 2,500 level now. Can you imagine early on in the year, it was 3,800? So just goes to show how fortunes can change in a matter of months.
In a matter of days, I'm told that the Nasdaq share price has declined close to 20% in 2 days or so. Time to buy Nasdaq and process then, Nissen?
A slippery slope. I think if you look at the actual news flow that's coming out, probably wiser just to keep your eye on who's the next sort of target. If you cast your mind back towards, I think it was last year, when Ant Financial started or wanted to list in the U.S., the Chinese authorities didn't give them permission because of a few comments that Jack Ma had made. Cast your mind back even before then, Tencent had got itself into trouble largely because of the new games that they wanted to introduce that the Chinese authorities felt, needed a little bit more scrutiny before they could approve it. So there was a moratorium on new games approval. There seems to be a love-hate relationship, I must say, between the Chinese authorities and big tech companies, not dissimilar to you know, what we're seeing in the U.S.
Mm.
Of course, in the U.S., it's different, you know, different sort of ideologies that are being put forward. Obviously, the likes of antitrust regulators coming in there and saying these companies are just too big. Ultimately, I think that's the problem. They're just too big. They're just too powerful. They wield too much influence. But at the same time, they're necessary for a growing economy. And I think that's why I don't think it's too, I think it might be too early, you know, to buy them, but I don't think they're going away anytime soon. I don't think we've seen the demise of big tech companies. China does have a different way of doing things, of course, and one needs to be aware of that. But at the same time, I don't think these companies just disappear into thin air.
Yeah, so too early to buy them at this stage. But now, what if you're looking at these companies in your portfolio and you're looking at the quickened losses in recent days as a result of this increased regulation, in which you rightly say you don't know which sector could be next? What do? Do you hang 10 or do you also trim down your position or exposure to Beijing, as we are seeing some of the fund managers around the world doing?
Yeah, I think it all boils down to, you know, less about the actual news flow about this company and more about how you've structured your portfolio. So, you know, if you've held Maspers in the last 10, 15 years and it's become a big part of your portfolio, of course your portfolio would be much lower today than it was, you know, last week or last month. The fact of the matter is you need to manage your portfolio very conservatively, make sure you're sufficiently diversified, you don't have big exposure to any one share, any one sector. You know, make sure you're not gambling, that you're actually managing an investment over a period of time. And if that's the case, then there wouldn't be, I think, a need to react, you know, very quickly at this stage. It's still a developing story, you know, and I think that it doesn't surprise me that the Chinese authorities are a little bit heavy-handed on this sort of thing. So are the Americans. So are the Europeans, actually, against big tech companies. So, you know, ultimately, I think it's a show of force. It's probably a little bit more saber rattling taking place than it is, you know, a meaningful change in legislation. China cannot afford to fall back behind the U.S. And Europe and the rest of the world in terms of technological advancement. They need these big tech companies as well. So, you know, I think that's what one needs to bear in mind.
All right. So keep a sober mind at this time. Nissen, what's also a developing story is the issues around Transnet. How worried are you potentially about the situation there? It started out as an IT disruption, has now been confirmed as a cyber attack to the systems that has resulted in Transnet declaring a force majeure to its clients. How worried are you here?
So I think it's a big concern. On many facets. Firstly, you know, some of Transnet's biggest clients are big listed companies, like Kumba Iron Ore that you know, announced fantastic results today. A lot of the big mining companies operating the Saldanha, route to on the western side of the country, and the eastern side of the country, got the big coal mining operations provided for by Sprudnet. Transnet also operates the ports across the country. So, I mean, this is a big, big infrastructure provider whose operations could, you know, potentially be disrupted now. And the back of what's taken place, you know, with the civil unrest we saw in the last 2 weeks, they're already struggling, you know, to get their feedback on. So I think it's a big concern from that perspective. But generally, cybersecurity is a big concern across a lot of sectors. I think, you know, companies that are ill-equipped to deal with cyber threats you know, are going to find their operations as severely disrupted. Clients are going to be affected. And ultimately, you know, if it's a big operation like Transnet, one that touches almost every aspect of South Africa, it's going to affect the economy. So I think, you know, worthy to be concerned about something like this.
The South African economy and even the African economy at large, in essence. But let's hope that situation blows over real soon. But thanks so much for your time as always, Nissen Nair, the portfolio manager at Sasfin Securities.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.